Kafakara Book 6, This Means War, by Kurd Knudsen. Narrated by Jennifer Wagstaff. Kara, favorite color, light blue. Favorite food, lasagna. Favorite school subject, art. Loves to read. Rose, favorite color, pink. Favorite food, pizza. Favorite school subject, gym class. Loves to shop. Julie, favorite color, yellow. Favorite food, tortillas. Favorite school subject, music. Loves boys. The hairdresser. Kara has just finished school for the day. The sun is bright and the birds are singing. Kara puts her winter jacket into her bike basket. Julie does the same. It is too warm outside to wear them. They are in a hurry because they've planned to play hairdressers at the after-school club today. Julie has brought a straightening iron that can make curls too. Rose cannot join them because she is not at school today. On the way to the club, the boys overtake them. "Hey, girls!" Benjamin shouts and almost runs into Kara. "Who wants to play war?" Lucas yells as he speeds past them. "Watch out!" Julie yells while her bike is reeling. "War!" Benjamin shrieks and rings his bell. "You are so childish," Julie yells. Kara looks for the boys. She kind of wants to play war. It's like role-playing with costumes and homemade weapons. The boys play war almost every day at the club. When they get to the club, the boys are already playing. They're wearing capes and they fight with swords. Each team has their own cave where they can seek refuge. One of the caves is behind the bushes by the fence. The other cave has been built between two tall trees in the schoolyard. Kara loses her train of thought by her bike. She sees Lucas hiding behind the playhouse. The sun makes his sword glisten.